Okay, so you're trying to plan a kid's party.
Right.
And you want it to be memorable, but you don't want to spend a fortune.
Yeah.
We get it. We've got a ton of resources here, all about DIY photo booths.
Yeah.
And we're going to help you transform your party from fun to unforgettable.
Right.
DIY photo booths are becoming so popular.
Yeah, they really are.
And for good reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They let you customize things,
Yeah.
and you get so much more creative control than you ever could with a rental.
Absolutely.
Our main source today is an article called How to Make Your Own Homemade Photo Booth for a Kid's Party.
Okay.
It's a good place to start, but we're going to go way beyond the basics today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, what are some of the biggest advantages DIY booths have over those pricey rental options? I mean, I'm sure they're nice, but.
Well, I mean, first of all, you can save a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, the average photo booth rental can be like $500 to $1,000,
Oh.
sometimes even more, depending on what you're getting.
Wow.
But with a DIY booth, you can create something amazing for way less. Think about it. You could save enough to cover like all the food or decorations for your party.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Instead of just having some boring backdrop and a few props, you could spend that money on creating something totally unique and personalized.
Exactly. It's about turning a basic photo op into like a whole immersive adventure.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So let's say you're having a pirate-themed party.
Okay.
Now, instead of just throwing a few pirate hats into a basket,
Right.
why not create a treasure map backdrop? Then the kids can actually pose with it.
Okay, yeah.
You could even add some 3D stuff like treasure chests and barrels.
Yeah, that's great.
Make it even more engaging.
I love that. It's thinking outside the box,
Exactly.
bringing your creative vision to life.
Exactly. And making it yourself can be so much fun,
Oh, yeah.
especially if you get the kids involved.
Yeah.
Imagine turning prop making into a pre-party activity.
Totally.
It would build so much excitement for the big day.
Yeah, what about the more technical side of things?
Oh.
Our article mentions some basic camera and lighting tips, but are there any insider secrets that we can share to really elevate the quality of the photos?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the easiest and best things you can do is just understand some basic camera settings.
Okay.
For example, using a wider aperture, which is a lower f-stop number, by the way,
Okay.
that can create a beautiful blurred background.
Oh, cool.
It's called bokeh.
Bokeh. I like that word.
It gives your photos a professional look.
So it's not just about pointing and shooting.
No.
There's an art to it. Yeah.
It's like we're taking a photography crash course.
I like it.
Okay, and while we're talking about lighting,
Yeah.
we can get super creative there too.
Okay.
Even if you don't have professional equipment, you can still get amazing effects.
Oh, wow.
So, for instance, you can make your own diffuser just using a white sheet
Okay.
or even parchment paper,
Okay.
and that softens any harsh shadows and creates a much more flattering light.
Those are the kind of insider tips I was looking for. It sounds like there's so much more to think about than just putting up a backdrop
Yeah.
and calling it a day.
Totally. And
Yeah.
while we're talking about backdrops,
Okay.
let's not limit ourselves to flat surfaces.
Okay.
We can bring in 3D elements or even things that the kids can interact with.
Okay.
So imagine a backdrop with swings
Okay.
for a jungle theme, or maybe a curtain of twinkling lights for a fairy tale setting.
Wow, those are some seriously creative ideas.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed.
Oh,
That
yeah.
sounds like a lot more work than I thought.
I know what you mean. It's easy to get carried away. You
Yeah.
don't have to go crazy.
Okay.
Just start simple and then gradually add more as you get more comfortable.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to delegate tasks
Okay.
or even get together with other parents and share the work.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not a solo mission.
Nope.
It's about working together to
Exactly.
create something special.
And let's not forget that there are always going to be some limitations with any DIY project.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You might not have the fancy equipment or the time to do everything you want,
Right.
but that's okay.
So it's about embracing those limitations and finding creative workaround.
Exactly. And you know, those little imperfections,
Yeah.
those often give DIY projects their charm and character.
That's true.
The goal isn't to make a professional photo booth,
Yeah.
it's to create something that's unique and
Well, that's
personal.
a true.
It should reflect your style and the occasion.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah, and don't forget about the most important element of all, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the process of actually building the booth and capturing all these silly moments, that's just as important as how the photos turn out.
You're so right. It's about creating an experience, a memory
Exactly.
that goes beyond the photos.
Right. But we're just getting started here.
Okay.
Let's get into the details of actually building a DIY photo booth.
Let's do it.
What are some of the materials we need to get?
Okay, let's talk about the basics. Our article recommends starting with a backdrop. It mentions sheets, curtains, even wrapping paper.
Yeah.
But it sounds like we can get way more creative than that.
Definitely. The backdrop is the visual foundation, so you got to think about it.
Okay.
If you're on a budget, even a simple white sheet can be great, especially if you use it for projections or lighting effects. And don't forget about texture.
Yeah.
A velvet curtain can look really elegant.
Okay.
Or burlap can create that rustic, whimsical vibe.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, for the next layer of fun props.
Yes.
The article suggests the usual stuff. Hats, masks, sunglasses, wigs.
Yeah.
But how do we take those props and make them amazing?
Well, this is where your party theme is really important.
Okay.
So instead of generic props, think about what would fit in the world you're creating.
Okay.
Superhero party, capes and masks, fairy tale, wands, tiaras, maybe some sparkly wings.
Love it.
Yeah.
And since we're all about DIY, why not get the kids involved?
That's a great idea.
Make their own props.
Yeah. A pre-party prop making session would get everyone excited.
Okay. Backdrop and props are covered.
Yeah.
What about the technical setup, the camera and the lighting and all that?
Well, let's start with the camera.
Okay.
You don't need anything fancy.
Yeah.
Your smartphone, a tablet, or a basic camera is perfect.
Okay.
The key is to use something that you're comfortable with.
Okay.
And something that lets you control some of the settings.
Gotcha.
Especially if you want to experiment with those camera settings that we talked about earlier.
And what about stabilizing the camera? Because I'm picturing a lot of kids running around.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want blurry pictures.
A tripod is your best friend here.
Okay.
It keeps things stable.
Uh-huh.
And you can adjust the angle and the height to get the perfect shot.
Great.
Plus, you can use the self timer or even a Bluetooth remote so you can take pictures without touching it.
Speaking of technology, what are our options for printing and sharing all these photo booth creations?
Okay, so there are two main ways to do it.
Okay.
Each with its own advantages.
Okay.
If you want instant results, a portable photo printer is great.
Yeah.
It lets the kids take home their pictures right away.
Yeah.
Which is exciting and creates a memento of the party.
Yeah, those portable printers are getting so cheap and easy to use these days.
I know, right? It's like having a mini studio in your living room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for a more techie approach,
yeah,
you can always do digital sharing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kids can email or text their photos.
Exactly.
Quick and easy.
They're very easy.
So many options.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we've got backdrop, props, camera, printing.
Okay.
Now, what about lighting?
Yes.
Because that seems crucial for good photos.
Oh, it is super important.
Yeah.
Lighting can make or break your photos, but the good news is you don't need a professional setup.
Oh, good.
To get great results. In fact, natural light is often the best.
So if we can set up our booth by a window, we're good.
Exactly. Natural light is soft and diffuse.
Ah.
It looks much more natural.
Okay, so we're bringing the outdoors in. But what if we're inside or it's an evening party?
Yeah.
Are we stuck with dark photos?
Not at all. There are a ton of ways to create nice artificial light without spending a lot of money.
Okay.
One of the best options is a ring light.
Okay.
They give you this bright, even light, perfect for faces, and they reduce shadows.
Yeah, I've seen those ring lights everywhere.
Yeah, they're like the secret weapon for influencers and TikTok stars.
For a reason.
Exactly. They're so easy to use.
Yeah.
Plus, you can change the brightness and color to create different moods.
Oh, cool.
But even a desk lamp can add a nice touch.
Okay.
Or highlight certain parts of your backdrop.
So it's about being creative and using what you've got.
Absolutely. And the key with lighting is balance.
Okay.
We want to make sure everything's lit up, but not too bright.
Okay.
And this is where those diffusers are really helpful.
Okay. I'm with you.
They help soften the light.
Okay. We've covered a lot.
We have.
But I'm excited to talk about the really fun part, making this photo booth unforgettable for the kids.
I'm with you on that. Let's talk about how to make your DIY photo booth the best part of the party.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. Okay. So.
Okay.
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 Okay. Welcome back. So we've laid the groundwork for this amazing DIY photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's make it unforgettable for the kids.
It's all about those little details that can take a photo booth from fun to like totally magical.
Okay, I'm ready. Where do we start? Well, we've talked about backdrops,
but
let's think beyond just static images.
Okay.
What if your backdrop had moving parts?
Okay.
Like imagine a pirate ship.
Okay.
But the sails are
billowing gently from a fan.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. It would be immersive.
Right.
Like they're on a movie set.
Exactly. Or let's say you're doing a jungle theme.
Okay.
Instead of just leaves and vines,
right,
we could have vines that the kids can swing from.
Okay, yeah.
The backdrop becomes part of the fun.
That's such a cool idea. It's not just the photo op. It's like a play area.
Exactly. And what about the props?
Okay.
We talked about matching them to the theme.
Right.
But how can we make choosing the props more fun?
Okay.
Instead of just a basket or a table,
yeah,
let's create a prop station that looks really cool.
Okay.
Like picture a whimsical tree.
Okay.
With hats hanging from the branches.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, the kids can explore and find all these different props.
Yeah. It adds an element of surprise.
Exactly. And for a pirate theme, we could have a treasure chest overflowing with piratey stuff.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. Now, how can we stimulate more than just their eyes?
Oh, you're talking about sound.
Exactly. We could have upbeat music playing.
Yeah.
Something that matches the theme.
Yeah.
Or even better, add sound effects that go off when they do certain poses.
Okay.
And imagine the kids roaring like dinosaurs or making superhero landing sounds.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Right? It would add another layer of fun.
Totally. And while we're talking about capturing these special moments,
yeah,
we haven't talked about video yet.
Oh, that's right. Everyone loves videos.
Yeah.
Especially for those moments when the kids are full of energy.
Totally.
A slow motion video booth would be amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They could show off their dance moves or make silly faces. It'd be a whole new way to capture those energetic moments.
It's like they're making their own music video.
Exactly. I can just imagine it's slow motion twirls, dramatic hair flips.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
All those possibilities.
Yeah.
And speaking of possibilities,
yeah,
what about GIFs?
Yeah.
The kids could strike a bunch of poses, and we can make them into a funny animated GIF they can share.
Oh, that's such a good idea. It's like classic photo booth fun with a modern twist.
Exactly. We're creating something shareable and memorable. It goes way beyond just a single photo.
Totally. Okay, so we've talked about some amazing ways to enhance the whole photo booth experience.
Yeah.
But what about making those photos look really good?
Okay, so let's talk about how to get those professional touches without using professional equipment.
Oh, I'm all about those hacks.
Think about composition.
Okay.
Encourage the kids to use the whole frame and try different angles.
Okay.
Even tilting the camera a little bit can add something special.
Oh, cool.
And shooting from a low angle makes them look huge.
Okay, I like that.
And don't forget about editing.
Yeah.
You don't need Photoshop or anything fancy.
Okay.
Just a few simple tricks.
Okay.
A black and white filter can make them look timeless.
Oh, yeah.
And a vintage filter adds that old school vibe.
Yeah.
And of course, we can't forget about those fun photo booth acts.
Right.
They have stickers, frames, all kinds of effects.
Yeah.
It adds so much personality to the pictures.
And remember that natural light we talked about?
Oh, yeah. That's crucial.
It's the best for photos and videos.
It's like having a professional lighting setup for free.
Yeah.
The key is to just have fun and experiment.
Okay.
Try different things and see what works best for your party.
So many possibilities.
I know, right? It's amazing how much creativity we can pack into a DIY photo booth.
Okay, so we've gone from a simple setup to all these amazing ideas.
Yeah.
What other interactive things can we add to the booth?
Mm.
We talked about backdrops, but what about something that actually guides the photo taking?
Okay, so we could set up a spin the wheel game.
Okay.
The kids spin it, and it tells them a silly pose to do or which props to use.
Oh, that's fun. That would make them step out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. And how about a would you rather board?
Okay.
With photo challenges.
Okay.
Like, would you rather wear a silly hat or do a funny pose?
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
It turns the photo booth into a game.
Yeah, exactly. We're making the photo booth an interactive experience.
Exactly. Not just posing and clicking.
Right. And to make it even more exciting, we could give a prize for the most creative photo.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or the funniest pose.
A little competition never hurts.
This is getting me so excited. It's not just about pictures. It's about creating memories.
Yeah, it's about taking them to a different world, even if it's just for a little while.
Yeah.
And those photos become reminders of that.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so we've covered the basics and explored some creative ideas.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Any last tips to make those photos amazing?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the finishing touches.
All right.
What can make them really pop?
Okay, let's talk about those little details that can really make a difference.
Yes. Give me all the secrets.
We're back and ready for more photo booth magic.
Okay, so we've talked about all the visuals and sounds.
Yeah.
But what if we combine those?
Ah.
Remember that pirate ship backdrop we were talking about?
Yeah.
Imagine if those sails actually moved.
Okay.
From like a fan.
Wow, that would be next level.
Right. It'd be like they're stepping right into the scene.
What other multi-sensory experiences could we create?
Okay, so for a jungle theme.
Okay.
Instead of just having the leaves and vines.
Yeah.
We could put up some real vines.
Okay.
That the kids can swing from. I love that.
So it's interactive and they get to play around.
It's not just a backdrop.
Exactly.
It's an activity.
And imagine how cool those action shots would look.
Yeah. Okay, what about the prop station?
Yeah.
How can we make that even more exciting?
Well, instead of just a table.
Yeah.
Think about a whimsical tree.
Okay.
With all sorts of hats and accessories hanging from the branches.
That's a great idea.
It would be a really cool focal point for the whole booth.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Exactly. And we talked about those sound effects that go off when they pose.
Yeah.
But what about the music?
Oh, yeah. That's important. Music sets the mood.
Exactly. We need something upbeat and fun.
Uh-huh.
Something that fits the theme of the party.
Yeah.
We could even change the music throughout the party.
Okay.
To match the energy.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. So it's like a soundtrack for their photo booth adventure.
Okay. You mentioned video earlier.
Yeah.
Are there other ways to use video?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Besides slow motion and GIFs?
So we could create a message booth.
A message booth? What's that?
It's a really simple setup.
Okay.
Where the kids can record short video messages.
Oh.
Like wishing the birthday kid a happy birthday.
Oh, I love that.
Or sharing their favorite part of the party.
That's such a sweet and personal idea.
It is, right? It's like a modern guest book, but with video.
Yeah, exactly.
It captures the feeling of the day in a way that photos just can't.
Okay, any final words of wisdom before we send our listeners off to create their own photo booths?
Remember, the most important ingredient is you.
Okay.
Your energy and enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
If you're excited, the kids will be too.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered it all.
I think so.
From the basics to all these incredible creative ideas.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not about copying what the pros do.
Right.
It's about making it your own.
Yeah. Putting your own spin on it.
Exactly. Use your own creativity and passion.
Well, I feel inspired and ready to create something truly special.
That's awesome.
So there you have it, folks.
Yep.
We went deep into the world of DIY photo booths.
We did.
Now go out there and make some memories.
Yeah, have fun with it.
We can't wait to see what you come up with.
And don't forget to share your creations with us online.
Until next time, keep those cameras clicking and your imaginations running wild.
Exactly. Remember, it's all about capturing those joyful moments and making memories that will last a lifetime.